10. Forgiveness of Sin. Ancient man only attained consciousness of favor with God through sacrifice. Modern man must develop new techniques of achieving the self-consciousness of salvation. The consciousness of sin persists in the mortal mind, but the thought patterns of salvation therefrom have become outworn and antiquated. The reality of the spiritual need persists, but intellectual progress has destroyed the olden ways of securing peace and consolation for mind and soul. Sin must be redefined as deliberate disloyalty to deity. There are degrees of disloyalty: the partial loyalty of indecision, the divided loyalty of confliction, the dying loyalty of indifference, and the death of loyalty exhibited in devotion to godless ideals. The sense or feeling of guilt is the consciousness of the violation of the mores. It is not necessarily sin. There is no real sin in the absence of conscious disloyalty to deity. The possibility of the recognition of the sense of guilt is a badge of transcendent distinction for mankind. It does not mark man as mean, but rather sets him apart as a creature of potential greatness and ever-ascending glory. Such a sense of unworthiness is the initial stimulus that should lead quickly and surely to those faith conquests which translate the mortal mind to the superb levels of moral nobility, cosmic insight, and spiritual living. Thus are all the meanings of human existence changed from the temporal to the eternal, and all values are elevated from the human to the divine. The confession of sin is a manful repudiation of disloyalty, but it in no wise mitigates the time-space consequences of such disloyalty. But confession, sincere recognition of the nature of sin, is essential to religious growth and spiritual progress. The forgiveness of sin by deity is the renewal of loyalty relations following a period of the human consciousness of the lapse of such relations as the consequence of conscious rebellion. The forgiveness does not have to be sought, only received is the consciousness of re-establishment of loyalty relations between the creature and the Creator. And all the loyal sons of God are happy, service-loving, and ever-progressive in the paradise ascent. Presented by a brilliant evening star of Nebadon.